Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA's Marketing and Business Development Council Conference. And in this particular clip, we are talking with Randy Schultz from Strum, and he and Lee Allen from Strum as well had a session called Now What? The Art of Going Deep with Data. And in this particular clip, Randy talks about how data paints a challenging picture for us, three things to check off your marketing to-do list, and why financial well-being is such industry hot topic right now. So check it out.
Data paints a challenging picture despite what progress we think we've made or are making. The innovation, the sales pitches where we hear about the latest and greatest new things to come. The problem, the challenge is that our members and consumers we want to attract as members want those great experiences now, not a year from now. This is data from the member side. This is from the credit union side. It must be better, right? Well, not so much. We have to do better. What is next? What should we shoot for? What are three things we can do to be working on to check off our list in even the next 30 days to get things started? I think these are three that are at the top of a lot of our clients' lists. If you haven't already, let's look at these. Building a marketing technology strategy and keeping it agile. Everything needs to be that way. You know, no more planning 6, 9, 12 months ahead for things that our members want. It doesn't have to be 15, 20 pages. What needs to be done? By when? Who's responsible? What might the internal roadblocks be? Yes, identify those for sure. And then get to work. AI and BI analytics are an ante now. Every partner you're looking at should have. It's like having a checking account if you're a credit union. Anybody you're working with should have those things available to them, as well as being able to import disparate data from any of a number of outside sources to gather that, to get a good reading on what your members are looking at, how they're living, what their pain points are. Also, the ability to work with your platform on an elevated experience, that personalization, and what level of personalization it should be. And Lee's going to talk about that a little bit later. Predictive analytics to recommend additional products based on what the member already has. All of this is out there and being built right now. It's just finding the right partners to supplement what you already have. People are closing their accounts because they aren't getting the service they want and advice and direction that they feel is authentic and personalized to their specific needs. So this is our opportunity. It's not like you haven't heard this over and over and over again, right? But if we wanted to develop a deeper, more holistic understanding of our members, this is where we need to go. And why should we be letting them go somewhere else? Why were credit union cooperatives founded? Why does every tagline and key message we use to members and consumers all seem to circle back to what we're all about? It's about financial wellness, right? Financial well-being. And this is a hot topic right now. If you listen to any of the CUNA GAC conference, you've heard that. You hear it on every blog, on LinkedIn, on Twitter. Everybody now, all of a sudden, is consumed with this when we've been talking to people about it for years. Financial help. People have always reached out to us for this. And yet, here we are, reading about how unsatisfied they are with us. We aren't getting them. We aren't understanding them. We aren't giving them the tools they need and then helping them use those tools to, you know, to give them the chance to build a better life. And there's some organizations out there that are doing some great things on their own. I just read this morning about Summit Credit Union doing a Project Money with some of their members. Penn Air Credit Union has a Now program that you could look at, that they're taking on some of that financial well-being with members and with families. Data and all the tools we have, we connect to it to analyze and have it to interpret for us in many cases what it means for the member is here. And it's an opportunity for us to use it to help people, not just keep up with others, but move ahead. And it's being demanded of us now more than ever. Tordy, we were going to look at some data. Here's some of it. Talk about people in the deep and swimming with the sharks. Look at this. 67%, more than two-thirds of people in America are not financially healthy. And look at some of that other data you see there. Where do you start? You know, CUNA, the National Credit Union Foundation, and others have great places for you to get tools to supplement your data and use it to help these people. Balance, Zogo, EverFi, GreenPath, and a host of others come to mind, and other credit unions who are embarking on or have been building and using their own wellness programs for years. A legacy federal credit union in North Carolina is one of them that has had great success with theirs. And I'm sure Crystal Parnell, I'm going to throw your name out, Crystal, would be more than happy to talk to you and share what they've been doing. It's time to make this a priority for sure. It's not all about the data analytics. It's about the people and how we can affect them with what we have for data and how we're analyzing. We are the great connectors with our members, right? Did your credit union reach out to your members individually, phone call, a quick, simple phone call, personal email during COVID? When people were asked, here is what we found out, that 41% actually did hear from their financial institution. The thing is, 41% of those, a lot of them were bank customers. 44% were banks compared to 34% of credit union members. And of those, 26% of the bank customers said their opinion improved of their bank because they reached out to them, compared to only 7% of credit union members. So we were reaching out to them, but, you know, the data that I have doesn't show what we were talking to them about. Maybe we were trying to sell them products, just rather than say, hey, how you doing? And I think that's what they really needed to have the connection with us. So what's happened to us? Credit unions, people helping people. Now, I do know there were credit unions who did reach out, and some in some really awesome ways. One I want to throw out kudos to is Michigan State University Credit Union. I know they reached out to literally thousands of their members just to see how they were doing.
Thank you very much for that information, Randy, and stay tuned for more coverage of CUNA's Marketing and Business Development Council conference here on CU Broadcast.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union
and CUNA Mutual Group.